This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
In Cape Girardeau, Missouri, yesterday in Georgia, he told a rally he doesn't think Democrats are going to win control of the House, but then again,
you better get out and vote, otherwise I'm going to look very bad with this statement. Huh?
A poll out today shows Democrats have narrow leads in Florida's races for governor and U.S. Senate. That NBC Marist survey shows Democratic Senator Bill Nelson leading Republican Governor Rick Scott by 4 points. In the governor's race, the Democratic mayor of Tallahassee, Andrew Gillum, has a 4-point lead over former GOP Congressman Ron DeSantis. Some of the so-called migrant caravan headed north to the U.S. borders arrived in Mexico City. And this is USA Radio News.
If the election of Donald Trump was an earthquake, his accomplishments since are the aftershocks no one saw coming. From best-selling author Stephen E. Strang comes Trump Aftershock, the president's seismic impact on culture and faith in America. Trump Aftershock offers unique insights that will cut through the media noise and reveal what they won't tell you. Gain a better understanding of the political, emotional, and spiritual dimensions at work in Trump Aftershock. Available where fine books are sold.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Over 50,000 participants run the 26.2-mile New York City Marathon yesterday, but it was a very close finish, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Melissa DeCisa, TCS New York City Marathon champion for 2018.
That call on ABC. It was DeCisa's first victory in 5 tries. He won with a powerful surge at the end. Mary Catani won the women's crown at the New York City Marathon for the 4th time in the past 5 years. She ran that race in 2 hours, 22 minutes, and 48 seconds, which is the 2nd fastest time in history. I'm Wendy King.
Investigators in Florida are digging through computer and internet records of a man who attacked a yoga studio in Tallahassee on Friday night. 40-year-old Scott Burley, a former teacher in Maryland, killed 2 women and wounded 5 other people before killing himself. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Gasoline prices expected now to continue to decline, at least over the next few days, as the price of oil is at the lowest it's been in several months. Here's John Clemens with details.
Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us gasoline prices have declined by 7 cents a gallon over the past week.
The national average is $2.74, now about 18 cents lower than where prices were a month ago when they averaged $2.92 per gallon.
You would have to go back to April to find a similar national average of $2.74 a gallon. I'm John Clemens.
A search continues to find the parent of a newborn who appears to have been abandoned at Disney World in Florida. Deputies say a guest walked into the Animal Kingdom Lodge at Disney World early yesterday morning with a baby. She left the baby with a woman working there and just walked away. The baby's in good health. The Department of Children and Families continues to investigate. Undefeated boxer Floyd Mayweather Jr. is stepping back into the ring. He signed on to fight 20-year-old kickboxer Tenshin Nasukawa on New Year's Eve in Tokyo. The rules haven't been laid out yet, but it's doubtful it'll be a MMA situation. Mayweather said it's all going to be discussed in the next couple of weeks. And remember, you can find us online anytime at USARadio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound?
Aloha, America. How you doing? 6 minutes after the top of the hour, coming to you right here in beautiful Kaanapali Beach. It is absolutely gorgeous. And Megan, I wish you were here. It's always better when we're face to face. You know.
That's right. Absolutely. And aloha and mahalo.
Yeah, and thank you, and thank you for rubbing it in, right?
Yes.
Megan Barth, national spokesperson for Media Equalizer and founder proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. Okay, everybody's talking about tomorrow, Election Day, and what are you keeping an eye on?
I specifically am keeping an eye on a few Senate races, one, of course, being my home state of Nevada. So we're looking at Dean Heller against Wacky Jackie Rosen, and also our gubernatorial race, Adam Laxalt against Steve Sisolak. All of these polls are showing a tight race within the margin of error. And then when we go over to other tight races, we have Florida, which is running a open borders socialist tax raiser called Andrew Gillum against Ron DeSantis. And I'm also watching the Georgia gubernatorial race, Stacey Abrams, against her Republican opponent. And so we can't allow these quote-unquote moderate Republicans who are really just masquerading moderates, because they've lied to their voters in the sense of where they truly stand. And where Democrats are standing right now is alongside illegal aliens with their backs turned to the American people. And so I'm watching the Senate. I'm watching some gubernatorial races. Of course, we're also watching the House. It's hard for me to believe that if the Republicans pick up some seats in the Senate in a red wave, that this red wave somehow would not translate to the House seats. But again, we have to watch California, because California may give Nancy Pelosi the gavel that she wants.
Mm-hmm. And of course, we'll find that out late, because the way California closes, they're going to be closing polls after 11 o'clock Eastern time. And so it could be a late night. And as some are suggesting, not all seats, will be will be discerned. The other thing, two things come to mind here, Megan. I mean, there's been quite the, the blue wave when it comes to gubernatorial seats, for obvious reasons. I mean, governors have consistently been most successful in serving their local constituency. I mean, when you look at the states and the problems that they have, like California, and in New York, and some of these very liberal areas that still somehow want Democratic leadership, I mean, they're getting devastated at all turns. So the others that have figured it out, the other states, and where Republican leadership is in play, these are the ones that have more of a robust economy. I'm not hearing a lot of success records. I hear a lot of rhetoric, and of course, course, the thing that concerns me is the party line. It's like the Democrats got together on the line and said, okay, what we're going to do is we're just going to lie. We're going to act like Republicans. We're going to tell people what they want to hear. But, you know, after Election Day, we're going to go back to being progressive, are we not?
Well, yeah, and these lies were exposed by James O'Keefe and many different campaigns around the country. Andrew Gillum's campaign, one of his campaign workers basically said, just promise the voters everything that they want, even though that's not really what they're going to get. And then you look at Claire McCaskill's campaign, same thing. She was lying to voters in order to scrape off some moderate Republican votes. And then you look at Beto O'Rourke running against Ted Cruz in Texas. His campaign got caught using their campaign funds to provide transportation and other supplies to the illegal alien invasion that's right. occurring and growing through Mexico and with intent on penetrating our border. And so we have to remember what the leader of the Democrat Party told us, Tom Perez, that socialists are a future of the Democrat Party. Keith Ellison, the vice chair of the DNC, was wearing a T-shirt that said Sin Fronteras, which means no borders.
Without borders. Right.
These are the radical positions coming from the top of the Democrat leadership.
People that want to eradicate ICE, too. Like, that makes sense, right?
Right. And again, we have chants from Democrat candidates as well as elected politicians that are calling for to abolish ICE, like Christian Gillibrand up in New York and others. The Democrats do not want borders anymore because they don't have, they're losing the black American vote. We look at black Americans, their approval rating of this president is at 40%. If the Democrats get below 85% of the black vote, the Democrat Party is finished. And so what they need to do, they've destroyed generations of black Americans through the implementation of the welfare system as well as the implementation of Planned Parenthoods, which are more prevalent in black communities than there are jobs at one time.
Exactly.
President Trump, he's turned the unemployment amongst all Americans, black Americans, white Americans, et cetera,
Hispanics,
to its lowest numbers, Hispanics, to the lowest numbers on record. Unemployment is the lowest since 1969. And so now that the Democrats are losing their unilateral grip on many of their demographics, they are now turning to illegal aliens in order to create a whole new dependency class, much like California did, where one in five people now live in poverty, and you had a 70% spike of homelessness in certain counties in and around California.
Yeah, brought to you by a one-party state. Oh, yeah, that would be the Democrats. Isn't it quite galling to you, it is to me, that they try to take some sort of high ground on this health care issue? I mean, they're the ones that messed this whole thing up. They've done nothing since they knew back when it began that it needed some major work. And this is what lost them, the House, the Senate, and the presidency. But yet now they claim, like, look, we've got the answer. Really? They have the answer when they've done nothing to help out Republicans, to help out this country, solve the problem? I mean, they create the mess, and now they're going to claim like they're the ones who can be the answer?
Right. They created the mess, which was Obamacare, again, by a party line vote. They basically won by one vote, I think it was. And they told us then that Obamacare was supposed to solve all of the health care problems. Well, it exacerbated the problems. It made insurance and health care more expensive. And so now, and they knew it. They knew it was a disaster waiting to happen, but that was the foundation for single payer. So now they're telling us that, oh, we just need more government to take over your health care in order to fix it.
Yeah, like all things progressive, you just haven't given us enough time, whether it has to do with green energy and all these other loser policies that they've thrust upon us that we've paid for and invested, and what's the return on investment. It's just, oh, well, I guess those shovel-ready jobs just weren't there as we expected, and let's just laugh about it. Meanwhile, you've just cost the American economy a lot of money that now somehow you want to claim like, you know, this is your economy? You got to be kidding me. Megan Barth is with us. Our conversation with Megan continues on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America, just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Bill Martinez.
Yes, who?
Who, me?
Yeah, you!
Why is everybody?
everybody always picking on me.
President Trump is not a fan of yours.
No, I'm not a fan of his either. I mean, I do believe the man ought to lose his job. I guess that makes us equal. My grandmother used to have this saying, never, ever, ever wrestle with pigs. She said, because you both get dirty, but the pig actually likes it.
Why is everybody always picking on me?
And that was important for me because what I realize is what DeSantis and Trump want to do is to drag me into the gutter.
Yeah.
With them, right? Because they can survive getting dirty.
We saw what happened with the pipe bomber, with a person who believed Donald Trump when he said the press is the enemy of the people, and he acted on it. Donald Trump is not responsible for that man, but knowing that his words have that impact, will he retire that phrase now?
Well,
because what's to stop that from happening again? And so going forward, knowing that his words caused that man to act, he is responsible.
Why is everybody always picking on me?
Bill Martinez live.
Hey, the way you like is fresh and independent. Bill Martinez here with you, and Megan Barth is with us, national spokesperson for MediaEqualizer.com, founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. Absolutely unhinged. I mean, listen to the words of a would-be wannabe governor, you know, talking about a president whose economic numbers he could only hope to approximate.
Right, and the socialist Gillum will never approximate those numbers because he doesn't believe in the free market. Only capitalism has lifted more people out of poverty, not socialism. Socialism can only be instituted through force and violence, and that's why you see this violent reaction to Donald Trump's presidency against his administration, himself, as well as his supporters. Andrew Gillum has promised to raise taxes on businesses throughout Florida. He has promised to abolish ICE. He has a very long history with an anti-Semitic, pro-Palestinian group by the name of Dream Defenders. And so he has a very radical history. But, of course, the press is not going to do the due diligence to uncover his radical history because the press is simply just a mouthpiece for the Democrat Party, a propaganda arm of the Democrat Party. So Floridians want to destroy their economy, they'll elect Andrew Gillum. If they want open borders to destroy their economy like California, then they'll elect Andrew Gillum. They'll elect a socialist, a radical leftist socialist who is the future of the Democrat Party. He is not an anomaly. Neither is Abrams in Georgia. Their radical beliefs are now mainstream amongst the Democrat Party.
Exactly. Certainly amongst the Democrats, you know, the heartland of America, you know, sits there and is bewildered, and they've been rather bombarded. I mean, this is by far the most expensive midterm election, I believe, in our history, Megan. I mean, we're talking millions, gazillions of dollars being spent, and, you know, our particular zip codes and parts of our country are being carpet bombed with these ads, you know, as we mentioned earlier, where, you know, really the onus is on the voter themselves to be discerning, to understand, you know, what is going on and what Democrats are trying to do. I mean, they are a wolf in sheep's clothing here with these comments, as you mentioned, is brought out clearly and exposed by James O'Keefe and Veritas.
Right. They have to lie and pretend they're centrist in order to try to peel away a moderate Republican vote. There aren't any moderate Democrats anymore. You aren't going to find a handful of Joe Manchins. I mean, we have maybe one moderate Democrat in the way of Joe Manchin. But that's about it. And so, like I said, this uprising within the Democrat ranks are radical socialists who are calling for open borders and higher taxes. You know, I can't remember in my lifetime, Bill, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't remember any campaign, whether Democrat or Republican, promising to raise your taxes and thinking that's somehow going to get you over the finish line.
That'd be a selling proposition, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but this is what the Democrats have promised, is higher taxes. They want their crumbs back. They want to raise the corporate tax rate, causing further instability in the market. The Democrats believe that your hard-earned money is their money, and their money in order to grow bureaucracy and dependency. As dependency grows, so does the bureaucracy. And this is exactly what the Democrats want, a top-down system, a centralized totalitarian system rather than a free market system.
Well, it's the very thing, Megan, that voters rejected in 2016, this elitism, this idea that they know better than we the people. Larry Kudlow was very excited over the weekend to talk about the 250,000 jobs that were created in October, unemployment rate 3.7%, wage growth 3.1%, the highest since 2009, over 7.1 million new jobs, Hispanics, Black Americans, all-time all-time low unemployment for that particular demographic. And so all the Dems can hold on to, which I think is just, it's a hard sell. Again, is health care and the pre-existing conditions lie in what they're trying to put out there for the people and scaring them to somehow try to buy into this idea that the very people that screwed up our health care system are somehow going to offer something to save us, save the day. But there's not been any lead up or any idea beforehand that would give you any confidence that they could do the job.
Yeah, no, absolutely not. And now since the cries of racism aren't working because they're looking at the Black American numbers as far as the approval of this president, 40%, and then, of course, the popularity of this president amongst all Americans now is a little over 50%. They're looking at that and saying, okay, well, the accusations of racism isn't working. The accusations of being an anti-Semite isn't working. A misogynist isn't working. So let's go back to the age-old fear tactic of, threatening Americans that the Republicans, of course, are going to take away their grandma's health care or throw granny off the cliff. When in fact single payer would entirely destroy Medicare.
Really
is Medicare for all, which means care for few.
Or none, because the thing just blows up and implodes on itself, and then what are you going to do, right?
Right. I was going to make another point.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. But single payer, in essence, would destroy the Medicare system. It's not only unaffordable, but it's rationed care. So if you are an octogenarian and you are on Medicare, 80-year-old woman, you aren't going to get the treatment that perhaps a young virile stud is going to get at 26 years old. He'll get the heart valve instead of the 80-year-old will get the heart valve. How rationed care, centralized government control health care works. It's a rationing of care because the government is not going to simply lay out procedures that might be expensive on someone that might not have as long of a lifespan. So, again, single payer is not only expensive, but it's also extraordinarily cruel.
So what's this narrative about, Megan? The smart, educated woman out there somehow is going for socialism. Are you seeing that, or is this just a hope for by the Democrats? Because I've got to believe that women are smarter than this, educated or not.
Hope to believe that women are smarter than that. Every once in a while, I'm reminded that they might not be, specifically in how they vote. I don't really understand how any woman, specifically a mother, could vote for a Democrat right now, specifically because the Democrats are wanting open borders, which plague our school system with a majority of non-English-speaking students. And so our tax dollars are going towards the education, not of our own children, but those who have no business being here.
Well, what we've been saying all along is that Donald Trump has been an anomaly. We'll see if this continues. Since World War II, presidents lose generally around 28 House seats and 2 to 3 seats in the Senate. We'll see how this plays out as we pray through this midterm elections. Megan Barth, always a pleasure to have you with us. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
When you go to the voting booth this November, or you're filling out your early ballot, ask yourself this question before you pull the lever or check the box. Are you better off today than you were 2 years ago? If you are, then vote Republican. If not, then pull the lever for somebody else. Remember, we are Republicans, and we stand for you.
It's your turn to be heard. Stand up for America and join us on November 6th. Pull the lever for freedom and justice. Vote Republican. Sponsored by Dan Perkins.
For professional staffing, there's only one name you need to know, Robert Half. Robert Half custom matches our candidates to your specific hiring requirements by combining personalized service from local staffing experts with an advanced matching technology based on 70 years of successful placements. For highly skilled accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, or administrative staffing, count on Robert Half. We'll find you productive, engaged employees. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump holding 3 more rallies today on this eve of Election Day. He'll be in Cleveland, Fort Wayne, Indiana, and Cape Girardeau, Missouri. Yesterday in Georgia, he told a rally he doesn't think Democrats are going to win control of the House, but then again,
you better get out and vote, otherwise I'm going to look very bad with this statement. Huh?
A poll out today shows Democrats have narrow leads in Florida's races for governor and U.S. Senate. That NBC Marist survey shows Democratic Senator Bill Nelson leading Republican Governor Rick Scott by 4 points. In the governor's race, the Democratic mayor of Tallahassee, Andrew Gillum, has a 4-point lead over former GOP Congressman Ron DeSantis. Some of the so-called migrant caravan headed north to the U.S. borders arrived in Mexico City. And this is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Bill Martinez, live.
The hearts of all Americans are filled with grief following the monstrous killing of Jewish Americans at the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. You've all seen it. You've been watching it. It's horrible. This evil anti-Semitic attack is an assault on all of us. It's an assault on humanity. It will require all of us working together to extract the hateful poison of anti-Semitism from our world. The scourge of anti-Semitism cannot be ignored, cannot be tolerated, and it cannot be allowed to continue. We can't allow it to continue. It must be confronted and condemned everywhere. It rears its very ugly head. We must stand with our Jewish brothers and sisters to defeat anti-Semitism and vanquish the forces of hate. That's what it is. Through the centuries, the Jews have endured terrible persecution, and you know that. We've all read it, we've studied it. They've gone through a lot. And those seeking their destruction, we will seek their destruction.
Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. Words from the president that the mainstream media, want to take exception. I thought he was right on in the sentiment against this horrific attack. Again, this is all attack on our law and order, our Constitution. This is what is happening in our country. And, at every turn, we're being challenged with, look at it, are you going to follow the law? Or are we just going to allow lawbreakers to come in? And of course, screaming at our border right now are something like 4,000 migrants, coming. And it's almost like an invasion when you think about it, because it's the fact that they're carrying their own flags heading to our border. It's almost, I know you may look at it and say, well, it's not exactly a threat. I mean, after all, we're America. Well, in many countries, if you're charging their border with your flag, that shows that you want to put your flag and claim territory in this land here. And it can be perceived as a bit threatening, and I don't blame people for being concerned about it. I want to talk with Maria Espinoza right now, National Director of the Remembrance Project, which honors and remembers Americans and legal residents who have been killed by illegal aliens. Maria, good to have you with us. How are you doing?
Great to be here, Bill. Thanks so much.
Maria, am I misreading this? I mean, when I hear from people, they're really uncomfortable. When you've got a storm of, like this caravan, which has been snowballing and it's now up to 14,000, I guess that's a rough number because that number is vacillating almost as much as, the number of illegal, immigrants that we have already in this country that, we started at about, 11, I think the last time, 11 million, last time you and I talked. There was a university study that said, it's actually at least twice that, right?
Oh, absolutely. The 11 million has been around since, probably about 8 or 9, 10 years.
Right.
So, right, it's probably more than double that. But, we are absolutely being invaded, and you're right. These migrants in this mob caravan carrying their flag, they have no problem wanting to enter and making it a big deal and blatantly enter illegally into our country. So that's an invasion. But we have so many avenues in which for people to arrive here legally. But, President Trump, he's doing the absolutely the right thing in sending 5,000 or more troops to the borders in Texas, California, and Arizona. Enough's enough. I think people are speaking out, and President Trump will do the right thing in protecting American lives.
Maria, when did national security stop being bipartisan?
Right. When those far-left groups in the entire Democrat Party, Bill, I don't even recognize my former party. My parents were supporters of John F. Kennedy way back in the day, but
right.
That walk-away movement is increasing and picked-up movement, momentum here. They came into D.C., and you can see that there are more blacks in America and, of course, Hispanics, and President Trump's ratings have shot up in those demographics. But you're right. The Democrat Party seems to forget that they also live in America, and if our country is destroyed, they're going down with it. But as you know, our focus is saving American lives, and actually, I want to say this, on this Sunday, the first Sunday of every November is going to be recognized as a National Day of Remembrance for Americans who were killed by illegal aliens. And this is our seventh year to recognize this day.
What types of things are you doing here to really, with it being Sunday, weekends are tough sometimes because some of the information gets lost in translation because of the news cycles. This is so important, Maria, what you and your husband and those with the Remembrance Project have committed themselves to. And I want to, and I'm glad you're bringing that up because I want people to really appreciate. I mean, this is significant to pause for a day, a moment, whatever it takes to remember, because I got to tell you, as you know, Maria, there are many families, many of our fellow citizens in every state of the union that hearts are broken that there will be empty chairs at their dining table this Thanksgiving because of an illegal immigrant killing their loved one.
Right, and I know weekends are difficult if you want to get the media there, but as you know, Bill, the media ignores us. They have been for decades. We wanted to have this time for families who could not come out to recognize this day and ask your pastor to say a prayer for Americans who were killed by illegal aliens. Ask your church to pray for Americans at the very least that they could do. We see so many churches and out there for the illegal alien. But what about Americans? As soon as you start talking about our own children, our own families, they shut down. So I will be at the border in Texas. My husband will be here in Washington, D.C. with the group. You know, we're splitting up. We're taking angel moms and families to appear at these locations and have, like you said, you know, a moment of silence and togetherness and prayer and really try to share with the world that, you know, this is what's taking place in our country. And, you know, look at Europe. You know, this is a the illegal immigration is a huge issue and ruins country. So we want to focus on American lives here and ask everyone in their areas to participate by asking your church group to please pray for Americans who should still be here if only our laws were enforced, if politicians would have the best interests of Americans at heart. And also, these families are permanently separated. No one talks about that, Bill.
Exactly. Well, Maria, as hot a potato as this is, and we know that I think some of the churches have got it wrong, frankly, in their desire to be a sanctuary, you know, support sanctuary cities and other things like this. And it may be difficult for some of our listeners to be able to express this. I mean, I just tried to have a conversation with a Catholic priest over the weekend about climate change. And, you know, it's just sometimes it can be difficult. Have you published something, you know, like an invitation that spells out what you're doing to where somebody who might feel like, hey, I don't want to get into a political debate with my pastor, but I want to be able to get something to him to say, look at, you know, consider this. And don't do it on Sunday and the Sunday service. I'd say, you know, send them an email and do it early so they can ponder and think about it. Because in some cases, you know, these churches are, you know, a little perplexed about this whole issue, Maria. You know, they want to do the right thing. And some of them, I believe, are misunderstanding the word of God in their interpretation. That's my humble opinion. But is there some support that we can offer them on your website that might make it a little bit easier so that the pastors can, you know, think about it and pray about it and, you know, have a moment, a respectful moment in their services to honor those that have been, you know, those Americans, legal residents who have been killed at the hands of illegal aliens.
Right. We will republish a letter that we join in together with Evangelica for Biblical Immigration. Good. And you're right. I think we do need to give them ammunition, if you want to say that, to push back and tell the truth that, you know, people coming here have to come with permission.
We've got to go to break. We'll pick it up from there when we come back. Maria Espinosa is with us.
Filling an opening at your company means more than just finding an employee. You're looking for a fit, a match. Robert Half understands that. We know you need someone who can do the work, someone who complements your culture. And, of course, you need that someone fast. When it all comes together, it makes for a perfect fit. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the matching experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com/radio for more information.
This report is brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb. Did you know lung cancer is the second most common cancer, resulting in more deaths than colon, breast, and prostate cancers combined? Lung cancer is complex, and every patient experience is different. Treatment and prognosis depend on several factors, including type of lung cancer and stage at diagnosis. In some cases, biomarkers may provide insights to help inform treatment decisions. With help from advocates like Katie Brown of Longevity, Bristol-Myers Squibb is working to educate patients and healthcare providers about personalized approaches to lung cancer treatment and care.
I know firsthand how lung cancer can drastically turn your life upside down. At Longevity, we believe every patient's journey is unique. Therefore, every patient deserves individualized care. During Lung Cancer Awareness Month and beyond, we stand united with the lung cancer community to support all those who are living with and fighting this devastating disease.
For more information about lung cancer, including treatment options, emerging research, and resources, please visit longevity.org.
When you go to the voting booth this November, or you're filling out your early ballot, ask yourself this question before you pull the lever or check the box. Are you better off today than you were 2 years ago? If you are, then vote Republican. If not, then pull the lever for somebody else. Remember, we are Republicans, and we stand for you.
It's your turn to be heard. Stand up for America and join us on November 6th. Pull the lever for freedom and justice. Vote Republican. Sponsored by Dan Perkins.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Live.
I believe you are the way, the truth, and the life. I believe you are the way, the truth, and the life.
Bill Martinez Live.
You know, really, that's the rub when it comes down to it, is that, you know, there's a, I hate to say this, but it just seems like there's a majority of Americans that want to believe that truth is relative. No, truth is not relative. It's only relative in your own heart, if that's what you make it to be. And the reason you want to make it relative so you can do as you darn well please. And, but in your heart of hearts, you know, at 3 o'clock in the morning when you wake up staring at the ceiling tiles, you know that you've aberrated the truth. Truth has a funny way of doing that, is that it can confront you. And when it does, I would say, first of all, be thankful for it, because that is your opportunity to get back on track. And, you know, as Spike Lee would say, do the right thing. I mean, the real right thing, not the right thing as Spike Lee would say, but the real right thing, which is the righteous thing, which is what God is calling us to do. And, you know, as he told Cain many, many years ago, and that admonishment rings through the millennia, if you do right, will it not go well for you? And if it's not going well for you, then I think the question is, hey, are we doing right? Have we avoided truth? Are we skirting the issue? And Maria Espinosa is with us, National Director of the Remembrance Project. And, you know, this is what we're talking about. I mean, our hearts, and I hope you hear this, our hearts are all you know, pursuing the truth here on this whole situation that should we have borders? Should we not have borders? You know, some people read the Bible, Maria, and say, well, you know, they shouldn't have borders. I go, it's not in the Bible. I mean, you know, one of the first things that happened when Israel was taken over was their walls were broken down. And the reason it did that is because it made them vulnerable to the enemy. And so the enemy, even though they would do everything to destroy you, they wanted to make sure that you were utterly destroyed. So if they took down your walls, then it left you vulnerable to all the other local invaders, whatever was left behind, right?
Absolutely. You know, we have compassion, Bill, you know, for the immigrant, you know, and basically it is in their detrimental state to come to another country as they are doing, like this caravan. You know, we understand and have compassion for them fleeing, you know, persecution or hardship of some sort. But, you know, that does not give anyone the right to demand interest based upon their need. We could, if that was the case, we could apply that to ourselves here, you know.
Right.
But also we do have a biblical obligation to treat well, as you've heard many times, the sojourner.
Mm-hmm.
But only if they arrive with permission and agree to obey the laws of the land. So God never said that it's okay to go into a country and set up your own laws. You know, and then people say, well, what about the golden rule, you know, obligation to love thy neighbor, love the sojourner. But then again, you know, we have to understand that this golden rule did not apply to the government. It was to individuals.
Right.
So I think some of those are good points. And I think the strongest one from us is with the Remembrance Project is basically if we choose to ignore laws and it's acceptable to ignore laws, well, that fundamentally undermines the basis for any law to be obeyed in our country.
Mm-hmm. And the fact of the matter is that you cannot just relegate the broken law to immigration, because what happens when we break the law, it always metastasizes. And then you start having bombs being sent in the mail. You have people breaking, you know, going into synagogues in the middle of Shabbat, shooting people down. There's Christian churches that have been under attack. You get the demonstration of lawlessness that is raising its evil head, not only around the world, but particularly in this country. And there are many here that are shocked, Maria, that say, how can this happen? This is the United States of America. Well, this is what happens when you let go of the rule of law and you let go of truth and the facts. I mean, it's, you know, as Brett Kavanaugh's mom would say, use your common sense. You know, that which is reasonable is reasonable. That which is unreasonable is unreasonable. I mean, it's really simple, isn't it? But we've made it so complicated because we want to, be swayed by politicians. And I think it goes back to our own selfish desires, too, Maria. I think something that we have to fight all the time, and that is that we want to see things according to our own eyes and justify our own misbehavior. But the fact of the matter is, you know, misbehavior is misbehavior.
Right. And, you know, this is a little bit removed from the illegal immigration issue, but just the other night and talking about, you know, misbehavior and chaos and how people just behave poorly. Look at it, social media. You know, there are ugly things said about me personally and the Remembrance Project and even some of our families because they don't, you know, the First Amendment is fine when it comes to what they want, but as soon as it's not against, it opposes what their views are. You know, driving down the road, we had a whole carload of people honking at us and swerving over and flipping us off, you know, showing us that number.
Right.
They were saying we were number one.
You're number one, yes. Thank you. Glad you acknowledged that.
You know, we have a Trump sticker and not here, and a we're supporting, personally supporting Corey Stewart against Tim Kaine for the U.N. Senate in Virginia.
Right.
You know, so I'm not sure which sticker they didn't, bumper sticker they didn't like, but it's all right to have something on our vehicle. And yet this is the behavior that is acceptable. And actually, I believe it's encouraged. Look at what Maxine Waters and Holder and many of them are promoting this type of behavior. And, you know, they're totally opposite of what Donald Trump is doing. Our president is placing Americans first and pointing out the double standard and the severe lack of law enforcement and protecting our borders.
Mm-hmm.
And yet these other individuals totally speaking the opposite. So, of course, that's why do you think we have all these bomb threats and all going
right.
chaos here?
Mm-hmm. And they all feel justified because, you know, the president, whether it's with tweets or things that he said on the campaign and that sort of thing, they choose to do that. But it's like, wait a minute, okay, you've got somebody running for president as a candidate versus elected officials en masse. You know, it, just as you said, whether it be Eric Holder, Barack Obama himself, Joe Biden, I mean, go down the list, Hillary Clinton, the entire leadership of the Democratic Party. But all that being said, and then I hate the argument, well, they both do it, both sides do it. It's like, look, you know, it's like you need an adult in the room. You know, don't touch them. Don't even look like you're touching her. You know, I mean, this is getting ridiculous. But, you know, we want increased civility. Well, increased civility is an individual calling, and that is as much as it would count on you. Raise the civility, be the change that you want to see in others, and hopefully there will be enough of us to overwhelm this negativity, because enough of this stuff. We just cannot have people, although we understand, look at people are unhinged, and we live in a society right now, as you and I have discussed many times, Maria, where you've got you know, the forgotten man and woman on Main Street. You've got people who are invalidated and that are ignored. They're bullied in social media, all this stuff. They're told they're less than. Well, you know, you start ticking people off and, you know, you kind of push them to the edge here. And, you know, this is what our culture is. It's our culture that's producing this. It's not Donald Trump. It's not Maria Espinoza. It is our culture. It's the sum total of our culture in this age, this information age. And you know what people are crying out for, Maria, now more than ever? You know what they're crying out for?
Civility.
Yeah, human touch and acknowledgement. They are lonely. I mean, and this is what's frustrating for them. They've been invalidated. I mean, we've got all this pig piling going on, and this tribalism is taking, you know, my tribe is better than your tribe. I mean, what happened to being an American? You know, we've abandoned that, and then we wonder why we're not unified. Well, we're unified under the idea and the ideals of being an American. We're disunited when you start putting hyphens in the thing. This is why, even as a Hispanic, it bothers me something, and it's increasingly bothering me. It's like chalk on the chalkboard going the wrong way when people want to throw up a hyphen or talk about the Hispanic demographic and all this bifurcation that takes place. I got to tell you, it adds to the incivility and the disunity of this company and this country when we've abandoned what America is all about.
I agree. And, you know, I had one hesitation in that. Creating the initiative America First Latinos, it was just people, Hispanics, reaching out, or Latinos, or what have you. I don't even know. I just consider myself American first. I had a hesitation in creating that. But these Latinos wanted the public to know because they weren't being heard.
Right.
You're right. They were invalidated by the media, and we can see that with President Donald Trump, with America First agenda, how the media is so biased. Mm-hmm. So I get that.
Well, the bureaucracy is kind of
out there.
The bureaucracy itself has kind of promoted this as well, Maria. I mean, you got, you know, black Americans, you got money in the government that's going to black Americans, and we got money going to, you know, Mexican Americans and all these different interests. And that's like, enough of this stuff. I mean, you know, it's no wonder we're promoting tribalism in all these other subtle ways. This is not bringing us together. So this, I think if we're going to have the debate about it, let's open up everything. And let's put everything on the table here.
Right, I think we can all come together on an America First agenda, and that's exactly where this is America. This is exactly where we need to be. We're Americans, and if people can come together on that platform, then from there go forward as simply Americans. I would love to see that, and that's where we need to go. My mom and dad raised me that way. Dad was born in Mexico, but when he was here, a citizen, it was all American. So I've never considered myself anything else other than just plain old American.
Plain old American. Okay. Remind everybody very quickly where they can go to the website and help us celebrate this weekend.
TheRemembranceProject.org.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today.